First of all, let's tell me a little bit about what you're preparing for these programs. Are you preparing a specific piece, or are you working on several?
I'm working on one thing right now. I play flute, so it's basically, I started flute when I moved to Illinois, and it kind of mirrored my growth in talent, kind of mirrored my growth in social skills. So it starts with me not even being able to play hot cross buns and not being able to know how to interact with anyone, and ends with me having a bunch of friends and knowing how to work with everybody and being able to play a bunch of cool stuff on my flute.
How did you integrate the music? Because obviously there's a dramatic component, essentially. I mean, I'm sure it's a short segment, but still, how do you integrate the music with the dramatic side of it?
There's little clips of music as such in it that I'll play, and then there's, at the end, I play this longer piece, and then I speak a little more, and then I'm done. But I feel like the music kind of, I didn't really choose anything really lighthearted, and I feel like it kind of made it really cool to have the music.
Part of it's fun, but there is certainly some education here. I mean, what do you feel you're getting back out of it? Obviously, you're putting something into it, so what are you taking back as an individual?
Ways to incorporate different things. Like, I'm learning a lot about what kinds of art you can do. Like, we learned about soundscapes today and how to create a scene with only sounds, and that was really fun, and it was really cool to learn that you could do that, stuff like that.
For instance, the soundscapes. First of all, how did that go over?
Mm-hmm. It went over extremely well. One thing we're trying to focus on in this camp is not just focusing on the main parts of a theatrical production, like acting or directing, things that are more obvious, but also the things that are behind the scenes, the more production aspects, lighting, sound, etc. And so it went extremely well because we asked them to create an environment with sounds, and we experimented with outside environments. We listened to what was happening outside and how that was affecting their sense of environment, and also how environment or sound can affect your mood, and how you can use sound to affect someone's mood as an audience member. And so next, we just asked them to create an environment or our mood that they wanted to convey, and they came up with some really, really great ideas.
And I'm sure they're all having a lot of fun, but this is something that I'm sure that there are a lot of topics that they wouldn't get in a normal school curriculum. I mean, school arts programs are fine, but this is a little bit outside the box, I guess, so to speak. So what are some of the other topics maybe that you're trying to carry? And of course, it's a very quick period, but what are some of the things you'd like to pass along, at least introduce them to?
Well, definitely that, as funding gets cut, arts programs are starting to get cut across educational systems, which is a little bit disappointing. So we're trying to, we believe as Core Project Chicago that art isn't necessarily something that's just convenient or nice to have around, but it's actually an essential, it's essential for learning for children as well as adults. For example, dance, like most of these kids have never taken a dance class, but tomorrow we're gonna do a dance class, and regardless of whether or not they consider themselves dancers, dance incorporates logical thinking, linguistic thought, interpersonal relationships. All these things are happening in one dance class, and so they're getting a well-rounded education within the arts that helps them not only at this camp but throughout their lives and at school as well.
What was the impetus to come down to Macomb and to share your talents?
Well, our director is from Macomb. She graduated here, so obviously she has a connection that way. But we were here about a year and a half ago with Stephen Shames. He came and displayed some of his photography. We danced with that and worked with a lot of the local dancers, and it was a wonderful and amazing collaborative experience. And Macomb has a very welcoming feel to artists like us who just travel and like to share their gifts, and we love working with kids, especially when we get the amount of time that we're getting this week, and the kids have been amazing and great, and I mean really it's just as rewarding for us as it is for them.
Let me ask you this, do you use similar programs in Chicago, or because of the short time span you have roughly a week Are there some things you have to do perhaps differently because of that time span, or is this typical of what you might do in Chicago?
We really like to keep it very open so that the kids are the ones creating their art. We don't like to nail anything down. We come in with a theme, an idea, some workshops that we want to teach them, and kind of just let them create and try to make their art accessible and make it work for the area. Most of what we teach is going to be a lot of dance, so this time we've had to bring in other people who have more of a theater background and kind of shape it to that, but also leaving it open. We have some dances being created. We have some monologues, some storytelling, and lots of different things. So it's interesting to see how the kids have taken the theme and changed it to fit themselves, which is great. And then we said, take that map and make it into a different art form, an expressive form. And so we have flute playing, and we have monologues, and we have a video with a projection being done, and yeah, amazing. They're totally doing it themselves.